Welcome to a new podcast series from the Consumer Goods Forum Product Data Coalition. In this series, we explore new ways to enable data exchange from farm to fork, using a technology that revolutionizes business efficiency and achieves sustainability objectives in an easily accessible, affordable, and secure way. To kick off the first episode, I'd like to introduce our host, Rudy Hagedorn, accompanied by Armand Shins from Ahold Delhaize and Jonas Sodergran from Google. Let's dive right in.
Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you, Armand. Thank you, Jonas, for making the time today. We are here to talk about New Ways Pilot. And this is episode one, so you can expect some more of these interviews. And first of all, we want to situate our listeners into what are we solving for? So Armand, looking into the business questions and something that is, of course, on the top of the agenda of everybody, sustainability data. If you were asked, like, summarizing the challenges that a retailer is facing in 2024 with regard to all this onslaught of data requests, requirements from investors, from regulators, from consumers, from customers, from suppliers, in 60 seconds, what are we solving for your business in this pilot?
Well, I don't think I even need 60 seconds. I think what we solve is that we get the data that we need throughout the supply chain in a way that we can use for reporting out to our consumers, our regulators, etc., including our internal reports, without the hassle that we have today, which takes tons of time to chase everybody and everybody and everybody again and again and again.
Great. So let's assume this is solution that we are piloting is installed overnight. A miracle has happened. How would you notice in your business that something is different?
I would be very popular with my colleagues, because if they have a question, they simply go to this tool, ask the question, get the answer, and be happy ever after.
Yeah, thank you, Armand. I think this is also where we started to look for technologies, and this is how we actually found Google. So Jonas, maybe you can recall our first meeting where we looked into these technologies, and I explained exactly this. Our industry today gets information, but there's a strong belief and assumption that it could be done in a much faster way, more efficient way, easier way. And you said, hey, yes, we are actually looking into something at Google that provides a good platform, a good foundational solution for one of the key issues you're trying to solve, which is how to get hold of data that is ultimately very sensible to all partners in the supply chain and that they want to share, but in a controlled way. And I think this is where you first explained to me what this tool could do. Maybe at a very high level, you can tell us what the Google technology is that you mentioned to me.
Sure. Yeah. And I remember that very well, Rudy. And I think in some ways, you might say that it was by coincidence that we met and, you know, we've been working on this topic, but from different angles, from different industries. I think the first point to highlight is that we're solving this together with an industry, a broad set of external companies. So being a technology provider and provider of services, we're deeply reliant on the industry expertise and learning from the problems and the demands that you have for technology to really come in and resolve things. So essentially what we're looking for is the technology as efficiently gets implemented based on these requirements that you have from an industry perspective. So whether it's blockchain or other technologies, AI even, the technology is there, but basically setting up and understanding that you design everything according to some core business goals. And you, as you just quickly started mentioning in bullets there, there are a number of complexities to address, and it's important that we capture them all to design that the system is also seamless for the user. And all of this takes a lot of challenge, which is not just about technology, but how you implement it to actually solve real world problems. And that's what we're going for. And that's why we're spending so much time here in the pilot to ensure that we're addressing this from the right angle. But essentially, what we need to do, and the end state that Armand is alluding to, is the fact that we can resolve trust, that we automate all of the great work that is happening here between companies, And we basically make things available in a way that's seamless to use, even though what we're addressing is a highly complex problem and a highly complex set of the industry problems. And that's what we're taking a technology and data-driven approach to resolve.
Can you tell me, how does confidential spaces take all that complexity away?
It's quite simple and not. So the simplicity in this is allowing it, the technology allows the suppliers to then be in control of their own data, but putting it forward for an output calculation, that's the core principle that we're going for, that everyone feels safe about sharing data, even though it's something like a ingredients list. And you will hear as manufacturers and CPG companies say, I will never share my ingredient list. If we have succeeded in actually convincing via the technology that it's okay to share such confidential information, and then we have come a long way. And the way to do that is to basically demonstrate the benefits of uploading data that gets connected, so to speak, but not visible in the supply chain, and that we work on the same primary data. We work on the same underlying data sets without having to do our own calculations and doing double accounting, et cetera, et cetera. So that's essentially what we're trying to do. So the most simplistic way I can say this is we're getting the principle of working on actual data, primary data, get that connected, but without exposing anyone in the process.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well put. Thank you, Amar. Thank you, Jonas. So just to sum it up, we were talking about different requirements of information. And of course, in order to launch a pilot, we need to kind of make a little bit of a consensus approach, right? Because otherwise, where would we start with a pilot? So maybe, Amar, you can tell us why we ended up with coffee and pepper. And what exactly are we looking for?
Well, we ended up with pepper and coffee because they have a supply chain that goes far beyond Europe. I think that's a key thing that we can prove, that it's also going outside our European borders with many steps in between, but also, of course, with parties that we know, let's say, are able and capable to work with us in this pilot. Because, of course, the tool has not been developed up to the end. So we have in this pilot also to have the trust between the parties to share the data, because it might not be as trusted as we would hope, because the tool has to develop further. But with that shared trust of these partners saying, okay, guys, we can fix this, we will make this pilot happen with the help of Google, but also, again, with the business partners, because we as business partners all the way up to the plantations, we have, at the end of the day, to be sure that this is a technology that helps us out with all the compliance, trust, quality, efficiency challenges that we face.
Yeah, thank you. So, Jonas, while you listen to these requirements and these two supply chains, so when you were first, when you first encountered these requirements and we had our first meetings, so how does it look like today in the pilot? So more or less to give our listeners an idea of what have we done technology-wise to enable the check on these very specific, let's say, also short supply chains, relatively short compared to some other products, which are more complex in the content. But how would you say was the approach currently that we are using in pilot stage one until June?
Yeah, I think the first thing to highlight is the sort of variety of partners involved. So we have a logistics forwarder involved. We have different tiers and of levels suppliers included along with Ahold Delhaize. So we can really recreate an actual sort of supply chain example. And what we wanted to do, which is the more complex part of it, was actually to go for the scope 3 calculation. And for those who know what that is, it's essentially calculating the emissions related to these supply chains. So everything's from transporting the commodities from one place to another, and everything that happens in that process is what we're recreating. So we're taking this as we even though that's a complex example, we're trying to do this and then validate that we can do this end to end and that we can protect information in that process. So what we basically did was take data examples from each of the suppliers in the process, but then also agree on what's the format. You know, we needed identifiers, you know, are we working with a UUID or a GTIN? What's the definitions for data so that we can all interpret this together? That's one thing that we're doing in the pilot. But I also want to highlight another very element as part of this pilot that we haven't discussed yet. And that is in a real life scenario, when they have this situation where suppliers are being asked by their customers to upload information and, you know, up and downstream in the process, how do we really incentivize and ensure that suppliers are willing to upload this kind of data? So what we've then done also here in the pilot and what we're now building out is to introduce the, you guessed it, AI and large language models, but as a mechanism to support the suppliers and those doing the data uploads. So if I don't have much knowledge and information as a supplier and I'm being asked to upload information, why not have some guided assistance from a large language models who can both review, educate, and guide me in actually getting to the right data sources? And another mechanism is, of course, is that we train this large language model against a knowledge repository so that it understands the taxonomies, the identifiers, the GTINs of that. So when it sees that in the information, it can extract the right information. And I think that's an important point, right? So rather than going for, hey, let's agree on one specific standards that rules them all and then that hope that others are willing to commit to that standard also, we're actually giving some agnostic choice as part of the technology where we're leveraging technology to give that option of you can share different kinds of data sets or whether it's structured or if it's in a PDF or a bill of material, upload that information. And then we can then transfer or convert that data input into an output, into the overall calculation, which is according to the definitions that was set out in the beginning. So the AHOL delays, which sends out this request so that we can basically calculate apples to apples by the end of the calculation. So that's essentially the approach that we've taken for two specific supply chains. And that's what we intend to show in the first version externally later this year.
The good thing of the solution that it both can do these complex calculations, like for carbon footprint, as also the more easy transfer of things like certifications. So let's say, has there been a deforestation certificate for that plantation, which is a rather easy way to exchange data, give us the certificate. So this widespread usage possibilities, I think that's key, that we don't need another solution for every question or every topic that we touch. From easy questions to complex questions, this should be the solution to help us out. And not only we as retailer, but also the supplier, also the transporter, because everybody needs a carbon footprint, for example, figures. Everybody needs kind of certifications to prove to his or her consumers, clients, the authorities that they're doing fair business. That's the future, and that's what we need to prepare for, and that is what this solution will hopefully bring us. We're going into the pilot phase, and I have all the trust that it brings us where we need to be.
The pilot will be a success. And in June, we will be looking for more companies to join. Would you then also be willing to pilot with new categories apart from pepper and coffee?
Of course, every partner that is willing to dive with us in this area would be great. Not only the suppliers, transportation companies, but also retailers. We only can solve this issue when we join together our forces. When all the retailers, all the big suppliers, as in CGF combined, jointly say, guys, this is the way forward. This is our solution. This is what we're going to implement all over the world. And then I'm sure this will bring us the value that we all need and the efficiency. Because again, we will not ask all slightly different questions and everybody will be totally flabbergasted by the end of the day. No, you fill it in once and it suits all. Perfect.
Yeah, thank you, Amor. Thank you, Jonas. Great final words. In the upcoming episodes, we will keep our audience updated about the pilot that we are running, the learnings, and also the success that we actually all hope and assume will be there. So thank you again for your time today. And we hope to host you once again on one of these podcasts in the near future. Until then, thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks for hosting this and thanks for having us.
Yes, bye-bye.
The upcoming episodes will unpack scenarios from a manufacturer, plantation, and logistics perspective, demonstrating how the technology can transform all business environments across the entire value chain. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.